Don't quench the spirit. Don't quench the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't quench the spirit. Matthew 28 from verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all thoughts he has been given to me in heaven and in earth. He said, go ye therefore and make disciples of every nation. He said, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. He said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. He said, and look, I am with you always, even to the ends of the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mark 16 from verse 15. He says there, he says, I give myself to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Say, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Say, he that believes not shall be damned. And this man, go back to verse 2. And this man shall follow them that believe. I am reading now, I am not in your Bible. I can quote, I can put in smart version. And you won't do that. Amen. Once I trust my pastor, I don't do it. Go to your Bible. He said, and this time you shall follow them that believe, right? Then my name will cast out them. Say those people in the doors. Hallelujah. Those people in the doors. They will lay their hands on the sick and the sick will recover. Hallelujah. Oh, sorry, I keep something. Say, they will take up something. And if they have drink any gender, they shall not fall them. They will lay their hands on the sick and the sick will recover. Say, okay. And after the Lord has spoken to them in verse 19, saying, was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. Now I told us something on Thursday, and I said it again last week. I said to us that you can't take away the believers, a fundamental thing that we believe in Christianity, which is God is with us. See, God. If there's nothing in our Christianity, God is with us. Amen. God. Look at Matthew 28. He says, Lord, I am with you. Matthew says, the Lord walking with them. With them. And confirming the word with signs to follow. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God will help. God never leaves you. I say, Lord, God never leaves you. No, he's gone. He's going to come back someday. No, he's gone. Hallelujah. I don't know anything. I was sharing with him. I guess that was in Luma class, right? I told you guys that I can show you where that doctrine came. I can tell you, that doctrine of God left that he's going to come back and there's something called rapture. Where God is going to come back and then people just disappear. So I said, make sure you don't find things. That was part of the reason why I don't like anything on the last month. What about the reason? What if I'm going to let it back? You know, then the way you think walks in your brain. When I'm going to fly down, bam, bam, boom! You have to use a no man. So, people like me, I'm smart. My name is smart now. So, right now, in the eternal element, I'm not going to go into, maybe I'll be right at first. I like the feet. I want to be a pilot at first. I didn't know, no, no, no. Back, I'm going to I like to so I don't do something. I'm gonna play flight simulator game. Now one day, if should be case, I use that. I'll just go and do it on fire. Just carry the plane. I'll fly. But you know what? Listen that one. Hallelujah. Amen. Just somewhere, just remember some of you. If you see the Genesis chapter 3. You will always see how that snake-like snake came out of something to eat. God says you should not eat fruit. Which fruit? Apple. Look at your life. You have fruit. Hallelujah. So there are just those things that just come up in people's head. Hallelujah. Is that what some people who can't take away the fact? They, you know when you tell them that God was not here, they can't really do this. God? God? I can't tell them you're not ready for that. So a part of the Christian life is that God is with us. God is with us. Look, sometimes I don't even know.
there, their theology has problems. That kind of theology rather has problems.
They say, God is going to come back. He's going to come back.
They're not like, okay, where is Jesus?
They say, Jesus is in my house.
Oh, he's in your house. He's in your house.
So how come you say he's going to come back again?
Hallelujah.
Oh, let's not get into that. Let's not get into that. Shower.
Amen. Go to God.
You know, someone has asked me, can you ever make up the other day? Are you trying to say there's no heaven? I said, you are not well. Heaven is a fact of the Bible.
It's a fact of the Bible.
Hallelujah.
So, you have to hear that story.
It's about heaven and hell.
Come to the system.
Let me tell you, the system.
So, you will not die.
So, no worry.
We are here together. Amen. 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 When that happens to you in the body, we'll raise you up. You'll hear it. Amen. So don't stress yourself. Don't stress your heart. Amen.
This one I can talk to you about, I can't, but you don't need to know.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So the fact of the Bible, or the fact of the Christian life, that God is with us. Look at John. Talk to me. Look at what John says. Oh, before you get to John 20, Luke 24, from verse 46.
He says, verse 46, Luke 24, 46. Sorry. You got to get there fast. Let's not be quoting and then keep looking at the Bible. He said, thus it is written, and thus it beholds Christ. He said, to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and have repentance and remission of sins, be preached in his name amongst all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. So that means, look at what he says here. He says, he calls the gospel, which man calls preach the gospel, Luke calls it the gospel of forgiveness of sins. So that means, like I said to us, forgiveness of sin is not what you ask for. Forgiveness of sin is what you have received.
Hallelujah.
Forgiveness of sin is not what you ask for. Oh God, please, forgive us. No. Forgiveness of sin is what you received in Christ.
Hallelujah.
So when a man gets born again, he doesn't have the same problems. Hallelujah. Then John will now put it like this in John 20, verse 22. See, when he has said these things, he breaks into them. Please, we'll be fast in this. And that's in the recipient of Holy Ghost. Say whatever, whosoever means anybody, everybody, whosoever says here forgive. Now it is God that forgives sin. Now Jesus, who is God, is speaking to his disciples and he tells his disciples, whosoever says here forgive. How are they going to forgive sin?
You just see that forgive you. Are not
no, no, no. He has told you that in the preaching of the gospel, a man receives forgiveness of sins, right? In Luke. Luke says, repentance and remission of sins. Forgiveness of sins, the priest in his name has been, affected. The priest in his name. So, forgiveness of sins is what we preach. Hope you're hearing me. Forgiveness of sins is what we preach. That is the gospel. The gospel is how a man's sins is forgiven. Hope you're hearing me. So, when you say, you say that sins you forgive, is it that you're going around there that will hold your sins and forgive it? Or is it preaching the gospel? It's preaching the gospel. So when you preach the gospel and a man believes this gospel, his sins are forgiven. If a man doesn't believe the gospel, his sins are not forgiven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Put that side by side with Genesis. Genesis and chapter 12. When God spoke to Abraham, he said, bless thee. I mean, he said, I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse them that curse thee.
He's just it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
So you see, as believers, I'm going to say this and then I'm going to get back to it shortly. As believers, I said to us, first of all, that every man, humanity, universal man, is faced with two major options. Right? Choice. The tree of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and the tree of life. Right? I've shared that with us. That's choice. You have a choice to make. To either be for God or be alien from the commonwealth of God's children. Hallelujah. Okay, follow me. You have that choice. It's important. Every man has to make a choice. Now, you know what? God doesn't enforce any choice on you. No. No. Hallelujah. Amen. But what God has done in the earth is to set principles rolling. He sets principles rolling. Hallelujah.
In Genesis chapter 9, yeah, he says, as long as the earth remains, he says, seed time and harvest. Did I tell you 9? No, that's not 9. He says, okay, yeah, that's 9, Genesis 9. He says, seed time and harvest. Now, those are principles, isn't it? Hallelujah. Seed time and harvest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that means, listen, that means there is always consequences for your action. Man, every action of a man, every choice a man makes, right? Every choice a man makes, he always has the consequences. There's always consequences for your choice. That's why Jesus was saying in John chapter 3, he says, whosoever, he says, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Listen, so if you believe, this is the reward of your choice, or this is the result, this is the consequence of your choice. When you believe, what is the consequence? You have everlasting life. When you don't believe, perish. He says, whosoever believes, he says, stands condemned already. You listen to that? Get to John 5. In John 5, verses 45, he says, do not think I will come to accuse you before the Father. He says, there is one who accuses you. He says, Moses in whom you trust. He's not saying Moses is an accuser of brethren. He's saying Moses has written an accusation for unbelief. Do you see that? So that means there are consequences to your choices, to man's choice, when the gospel is preached. Now, beyond that, listen now, beyond that, the man who is now born again also has choices to make in life. Okay, wait, wait, wait. Is that you walk in the spirit or you walk in the flesh? But for every choice you make before you get saved and after you get saved, there are consequences for it. But that is how the head has been set to rule. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to get back to that today. Hallelujah. Get back to Matthew 28. It says, teaching them, verse 20. The teaching them top down. All is whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you all. See, teaching them top down all things. Now, we said, God's task in all the years, first of all, is to get men saved, right? And to come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy chapter number 2, verses 4. Get men saved and disciple them. So I said to us, there is not enough for you to lead people to be saved. Not enough to lead people to Christ. No, it's not enough. So you lead them to Christ and then you disciple them. You follow up. Right? Now, in discipleship, verse 20, you see, teaching them to observe what I have commanded. Now, that word commanded is the word in the Greek enteloma. Enteloma is the word that means to instruct, to command. Hallelujah. To instruct, to command. Telling you that the Christian life, listen, the Christian life, or I'll put it this way, the Bible is a book of instructions. The Bible is a book of instructions. All I have commanded you. And he was reading from the Old Testament. He was from the Exodus of Africa. Jesus, when he said, teaching them to observe, he wasn't reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Because Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John was not reading. He was reading Genesis and Malachi. I showed us that, right? So, very, very fast. The Bible can also be called a book of instructions. And you go to scripture. Instructions. Instructions. Genesis 1:28. God spoke to his man in his spirit. What is it to me? He says, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. This is that. Be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. Instructions. You see that? Instructions. The Bible is a book of instructions. If you get to Exodus chapter 20, you find instructions. What do you call the Ten Commandments? You say, no, the Ten Commandments is God's law. All the epistles. I want to put it like that. All your epistles. Every instruction you have in the epistles are instructions of Genesis, of Exodus 20. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So when you hear the word commandment there, it's not, the word commandment is doctrine. That is the doctrine of God. Hallelujah. Amen.
So let's get into a few details.
So we're looking at instructions. So the Bible is a book of instructions. Instructions. That's why it won't be lost on you when you get to the epistles. You find instructions.
You find instructions. So the believer's life is guided with instructions. For a believer not to live with instructions, a believer who is heading to the rocks. He's gonna hit the rocks. Hallelujah. The believer's life is a life of instruction. That's how the Holy Ghost leads us. That is how we are trained. Okay, everybody. Hallelujah. That's how we are trained. Instructions. Hallelujah. Proverbs says the instruction is our life.
Instruction is the life of the believer. It's the life of the believer. When a believer doesn't walk with instruction, doesn't yield to instruction, sorry, but our believer
is headed for the rocks, like I said. We're headed for the rocks. Hallelujah. See, I lead with instructions. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, we said the epistles are full of instructions.
Full of instructions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we say we are narrowing our teaching to Holy Ghost meeting. Hallelujah. So let's just
say a few things about Holy Ghost meeting. Because I don't have this time to explain details before believers' convention. But we'll set some things holy. Then we'll get back to instructions. Because instructions we're going to see with instructions in Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So there are different kinds of meetings.
As believers. Hallelujah. There are different kinds of meetings. The same way in the world, you have different kinds of meetings.
You can't be going, there is an Armor General meeting, there is Sound meeting, there is you're going for a wedding, your wedding is in this. You're going for a wedding. Imagine you are going to be part of the bridal shower, and everybody is dressed with their bridal regalia. Everybody is dressed with their bridal regalia, and then you're wearing that snag. How? Is that what is sufficient for you?
I told you guys I'm coming for you. I'll do my own back.
You're going to act like this. You are going for one.
See, guys, you're happy.
Just oh God. When I greet me, I greet me halfway.
And say, for the sake of choice. I told you, I don't know what happened. I said, how? How can I go to college?
Well, I'll come for my own.
I might not do it in Ajebo. I'll do it here. I'll shoot your heads one by one with your gun. As I small you cast that coming from
come on. I don't get it in English. I don't do it. Not of the light. Score your own.
Cancel. Hey, you can score back two from Chelsea. Cancel this now. You meet your media and I'm saying you meet your match and not saying what?
Just like some people that will go and be fighting you that are on there. You now meet people that is your classmate.
Amen. Okay, let's get back into service. So there are some people that are ever, forever quiet. Mind you, forever quiet. Forever quiet. Amen. Amen.
A party. And then you are wearing Arsenal jersey. It doesn't work. Imagine you guys are having sports. Everybody's dressed in sports wear. Ready for sports. You now see someone is wearing suit and tie with shoes. Say, that was fun. You will think there's nothing wrong with the place. Are you ready? Or is there somebody that are doing sports? Let's come and play. And amen. Just walk night dinner wear. Time to play ball. What are we doing? What are we doing?
There are different kinds of occasions, and then you have to dress for those occasions.
The same way in church, there are different kinds of meetings. We have what we call teaching meetings. In teaching meetings, that's not like we're having here. You are being taught God's word, right? It's the Bible. You are being taught God's word, and so you are taking down notes. The Bible is good.
I love what a dear man of God said, Kenneth Hagin. He said,
if every church does what they are supposed to do, there will be no need for a Rema Bible school, which is a Bible school. There will be no need for a Bible school if every church does what they are supposed to do. But I need to say the primary meeting of believers is teaching. Matthew 28:20, and Jesus said, teaching them. Time. Make disciples by teaching. Okay, you make disciples by teaching them. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Teaching them. Okay, we have the teaching. So the teaching meeting, like I said, the primary meeting, every other meeting must go through the teaching meeting. We have one called the prayer meeting. We all gather to pray. It's called prayer meeting. We all gather to pray. Amen. Prayer meeting. During the teaching meeting, one person is leaving. The same thing we cannot go to prayer meeting. Hallelujah. Amen. We gather to pray. Pray. We have such instruction in the scriptures to pray. Pray without ceasing. We have such instruction to pray. Continue earnestly in prayer. We have instruction to pray. As a church. Those instructions were not given to individuals first. They were given as a church first. So it becomes very funny. You are around for teaching this and you are around for prayer meeting. Amen? It's just like you are around for classes. And then you do show up during the exam and you want to pass. How can you pass? Amen? Do that. You show up happy. You buy their boots. Okay, key point. Those that come and sleep halfway. And then they are writing notes. Have some part of their writing notes Mickey Mouse. Amen. So you keep on. But I'm not teaching. You don't have to show up for prayer meeting. You have said that. I want you to promote you. How will you know? Go tell me. How will you be promoted? You didn't write that. When you want to put special mark in my script, just put 77. Just put 77. No, it's 77.
Me. Amen. Here we go. There's some things that we've done that is funny. Amen.
Prayer. Now, can you know why You did not attend any prayer meeting. So you don't see for prayer meeting. You don't see for GCLR. You don't see for prayer meeting. That is that. I've been in church for the past. I'm a patient of this. That has not been human. We have said. The people were begging you to come for prayer meeting. We're giving you full love. Prayer meeting is very vital.
Hallelujah. Let's go to the next. We have what we call evangelistic meeting. Evangelistic meeting.
So there's no evangelistic evangelism is for evangelism. Now I told you that we're going to deal with that next day. Well, we won't talk because we would do normal circumstances.
Yeah.
We need normal circumstances. I need normal circumstances. Oh yes, I remember. See this?
Shall we do the 25? God help you know. Amen. The computer wanted to teach.
Oh, yes, 25. So, what did I thought? I thought what I thought. Are you following? This was last week. Okay. Evangelist. So, someone said, no, evangelist as well as the evangelist. Remember, I told you that the ministry gift is actually a function first, right? Ministry gift is a function. So when a believer takes all the tasks of evangelism, he is an evangelist. That's the function. Hallelujah. It's the function. Paul will tell Timothy, do the work of an evangelist. I showed us that during the last few teachings of that. Do the work of an evangelist. Hallelujah. So when Jesus sent his disciples to preach, he sent all. Matthew 28 is for everyone. Go into all the world. Go into all the world. We are all to preach. It's also evangelistic meeting. Is we'll all come out and then we'll go and preach the gospel. Every single one of us. Hallelujah. And the practical first. So we don't see the evangelism. How can you do it? How? Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. About the evangelistic meeting, we have what we call healing meeting. Healing meeting, we gather again.
And then, we do what? We lay hands on the sick. Now, the healing meeting can happen between all the teaching. In between all the meetings. It can happen in a teaching meeting. It can happen in an evangelistic meeting. It can happen in a prayer meeting. Healing meeting. Hallelujah. Healing meeting. Heal the sick, lay hands on the sick, and they will be healed. Hallelujah. They will not have a meeting called the Holy Ghost meeting. It's coined Holy Ghost meeting by, not the coined Holy Ghost meeting, no, by Kennedy David. Hallelujah. A man sent by God to us.
Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I don't understand the meaning of Holy Ghost meeting what I met Pastor Shego Anoinka. So there's no way I can talk about Holy Ghost meeting. I mentioned Kenneth.
I will not mention Pastor because he was going to shed light on Kenneth. You know, yes, but I watched Kenneth. So much of us have come to my house and watched Kenneth together. And we didn't know Holy Ghost. But we just know that there's something so right about what he was doing. There was time when I have to teach on. I didn't know what he was doing. So I have to teach on what he taught during that Holy Ghost meeting. Some people didn't know it was on me. Okay, it doesn't. Is when I talk about three things you can do under the power of God. Say one, you can run under the power. Two, you can laugh under the power. And three, you can heal under the power. Lay hands under the power. I saw that. Hallelujah. How did I get this for him?
For him. So I can't talk about Holy Ghost meeting, I'm not talking about him.
We cannot believe that conversion. I don't listen to him. And Pastor Shevon Oinka.
Those are the two people. Amen. Amen. Two solid rock that I have.
As well as I have the Oinka, I'm going to be the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So what is the Holy Ghost meaning? Holy Ghost meaning is not an ordinary character.
Well, there's some people Holy Ghost meaning.
Ah, there's some Holy Ghost meaning. You have been around for a
how?
Says Holy Ghost meaning.
How?
I don't know if they will go for the meeting with the poor and so on. You're going to be bothered.
Anointing time.
I don't know whether there's nothing about the increase of what anointing time. I'm just calling anointing time. Well,
but we have Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost meeting is a believer town hall meeting. It's the believer town hall meeting. Hallelujah. Where the teaching of God's word is given firstly, that defining it, as defined by Pastor Kenneth Hagin. Amen. The Holy Ghost meeting is the believer.
You know what time that is? How many of you have not mentioned Pastor Kenneth Hagin? I usually pause.
Have you heard that?
Yes. I just mentioned it being like that. That name is sacred to me.
Yeah, I just pause.
You know what I'm saying? That is
Papa.
Yeah, it's like his son
put a fork in Hagin Jr. When he asked for someone of it, something else, you know.
Amen.
You will,
that one is daddy.
So how will that happen for the father?
Suppose I'll just force.
Yeah.
So what I learned is just to call the full name. So you know the one I'm talking about.
Amen.
So the second time I feel we'll be comparing Papa Hagin and his son. Yeah.
The son has not complained of it. That says you.
We compare it. Me and my friends only.
We did some practical nonsense.
Anyway, we compare it.
You know,
look at this one.
You don't say such nonsense.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 For your man that you read it. And then the man now
impact the son to stand in the stage. That is the man. That is the man.
Hagin lives. He still lives. Hallelujah. I think Pastor Shebu Kenneth Hagin is alive. You don't know? Amen.
Amen.
So he's
that man who God, or who through the help of God's Spirit placed a satellite on the Holy Ghost. On the Holy Ghost.
Even is the believer Sam Holmes. See what the teaching of God was given firstly.
He said the gift of the the teaching of God was given firstly, right?
Okay.
So he said the gift of the Spirit and full demonstration. The gift of the Spirit and full demonstration. In full demonstration. And we all, okay, the needs of everyone, I need that. The needs of everyone is met. The need of everyone is met. And we all live through the door, not window, through the door. There's a reason for that. Through the door.
Because only people, the Holy Ghost can do something.
Through the door.
The Holy Ghost, can score his over.
Come on, Escoba.
Escoba is a Greek word for it's called a woman.
Anyway, through the door, with door.
So there's something in the atmosphere in the Holy Ghost.
Now, I'm going to take out three things and I'll talk about the Holy Ghost and then we'll continue for other time.
Now, three things. One, in a Holy Ghost meeting, three things you must know. In a Holy Ghost meeting, the gift of the Spirit that is full demonstration.
Hallelujah. Okay. We'll look at that next. The gift of the Spirit. No, we'll also go in. The gift of the Spirit are in full demonstration. One.
Door.
Is in the atmosphere.
Door.
So the gift of the Spirit are in full demonstration. Need and let. Put that on the person.
And then joy is in the atmosphere. Joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 3. 3. Encounters happen in the Holy Ghost. Encounters, raw encounters.
So I'm going to run over there, but then we'll take that into Holy Ghost, into Believer's Convention.
On the 25th. Oh, 24th. Yes, 24th. Amen. Of November. Hallelujah. So let me just talk on them and then we'll get into some things. So, in the Holy Ghost meeting,
Mark goes three things, but we're talking about it in the coming days. Now, in the Holy Ghost meeting, I showed us weeks before now, and I teach us to be intelligent. If you are intelligent, you will discover that from around the period of workers' convention, we began to talk about the fact that God meets our needs through fellow believers. Do you remember that? How God meets our needs is through fellow believers. Now that need is not only financial need or ethnic, even needs in the spirit, because in the Holy Ghost with needs are met, spirit, supernatural needs are met. Deficiencies are replaced for what? Sufficiency. Hallelujah. Deficiencies are taken away. Now deficiency shows that there are needs means there is a deficiency here, and God meets the needs through men. God's mechanism to answering prayer is through men. Hallelujah. Amen. So God meets this through men. Therefore, in a Holy Ghost meeting, when we have the flow of God, the flow of God will be seen through men. Amen. Will be seen through men. God will use men to be saved. In a Holy Ghost meeting, God is going to use men.
It's going to be. You know, just this morning, I was sharing with Saint Francis. Hallelujah! It's doing through the believer.
See. We are deficient, but we are sufficient by association. That's why I told us that when you are born again, you are not born again alone. You are born again into a family, a union. See, you are born again into your family. It doesn't matter. You are born again into God's home and in God's family, in the local church. Hallelujah. That is where God meets you. Some people say, but I'm born in Nigeria, you can't change that. Why are you in your local church? Why are you in your local church? Hallelujah. Your local church is how God meets your needs. Hallelujah. That's how God meets your needs. Hallelujah. Therefore, the Holy Ghost means that means when you hear the flow of the Spirit, it's going to come through believers. Therefore, I showed us something during the last time on Thursday, right? I told us that means if God meets the need of fellow believers through other believers, therefore I must be open to God's Spirit at all times. If not, my substitution of flow of God's Spirit is going to affect God meeting the needs of another person. Therefore, I must be open. Hallelujah. I must be open to God's Spirit. I must be open to flow with God's Spirit. I must be open to flow with God's Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's deal with some things.
That means in God, in the Holy Ghost, with what is called, if there's a flow, that means there's a wave. There's something called the wave of the Spirit. There's a wave of the Spirit. In the Holy Ghost, there's a wave of the Spirit. A wave of the Spirit. Put it like this. You know, have you seen the way? How many of you have been to a place where you see how fire burned, a wild fire burned a bush?
I'm going to give you another example. There was a time like that.
I wanted to burn a bush. I was in Abuja. So there was one bush around my compound. I was in the, and there was someone's car. So you know what I did? I just light fire here. So my own mindset was I do before anything, the fire will get stopped somehow, somewhere, but not get to the back.
And I just started the fire. Before I knew it, just small. The sun was now very scorching. I couldn't stop it. It was bad. I couldn't carry my back. I couldn't carry me. You know, I was just trying to keep people from it. Can't do anything again. Now, I saw how that fire went. It was bad. Can you see you pour petrol? What is all petrol? Hallelujah. So that means in a force of you, you can claim that in the Holy Ghost is. The Holy Ghost is there because it's called the fire of God's Spirit. Hallelujah. It goes.
There's a song we used to sing. But
I've never heard that. The Holy Ghost power is moving just like a magnet. You know that song? The Holy Ghost power is moving just like a magnet. Moving on, just like the days of Pentecost. The Holy Ghost power is moving just like a magnet.
So it's just like,
phew. But I don't know. We're doing it. What man is up now? What happened? That's what happened in Acts 2. We're going to spend time on Acts 2.
Hallelujah. Who spent that Acts 2 when we get the believer convention? No, that is Acts 2.
Last 2. You will see. You know, in Acts 2, they were all in one accord.
Oh, come in there.
Now, how do we keep the flow? We must be in one accord. Acts 2 said they were all in one accord in one place. Acts 2 verse 1. They were, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all, the disciples, they were all in one accord in one place. Imagine you were in part of the disciples and you went to the church that time. You were part of the disciples and you went to answer a call. You were part of the disciples and you quickly went to buy food. Or one other time you went to buy food. This man, you are just coming in and you know what is happening? You have some 3,000 people. So the Holy Ghost will be not being in one place. You can't watch it online.
Ah, no!
You cannot have that place online.
Hallelujah!
You can't find it online.
Hallelujah!
Amen! It's like one place. Boom! But then as they came, a rushing mighty wind. You know the people heard it? And they said, this guy is a drunk. How you know that they saw a pattern? They said, this guy is a drunk.
Hallelujah!
And Ephesians chapter 5 says, these are not drunk as we suppose.
Hallelujah.
And because that was Peter's purpose. In Ephesians 5, they don't be drunk with wine. Well, he then said, for be thou filled with the Holy Ghost. Did you see that?
Hallelujah.
Well, Peter was referring, these are not drunk in our sleep. Meaning they have that kind of mindset. That they will look drunk. They are not drunk in as we suppose. But this is that.
Hallelujah!
We can spoken of the prophet Joel. He said, I will pour out my spirit, fear the Lord in the last day. Say, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
Hallelujah! That's what is happening.
It's now being fulfilled. Hallelujah! All men, they were all in one accord. One accord means they were doing the same thing. That flow went when they were not where.
But the Bible says they all laughed together, they all joined together, they all spoke together.
The Bible says, and they fell on their divided tongues as of fire.
Hallelujah!
How they love him, they saw something. They saw something.
Oh, glory.
That is a Holy Ghost meeting. In Acts 1 verse chapter 4, the Bible says that, what did they do in Acts 4? The Bible says they trusted them. They went to their company in verse 29. And they put around the matter of the chief priest, now they're serving them. And then Joseph says, listen, he says, Lord, behold your children, and drop them in your soul. Now the prophets, they will finish that war. And when they have prayed, they will, when they have gone prayed, they your place where the will worship.
Ha 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 ha.
And they're all filled with the Holy Ghost.
What's that?
They're all filled with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
The place was shaking.
The place of God didn't come to his place to shake.
The place was shaking, meaning they had activity. They had the flow of the Spirit.
Hallelujah. There's something called the flow. There's something called the flow. And the flow will happen in everything better. Hallelujah. It's going to happen through us. There's something called the flow. It's called the fire. It's called the wind. It's called the wind of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Around power, around this axis. I can, like, two people having something as regards, or something to reveal. Hallelujah, around it. I try avoiding it, but it's getting stronger. Perhaps in the course of this minute, just raise your hand. I'll
get to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Does someone feel something like the power of God is on his hand, like something burning?
I feel it right. Hallelujah. Yeah, I have a witness here. Something burning in your head.
Oh yeah, there's a flow. Yeah, I catch it. Amen. There's a flow. We know we can allow that flow go around. Let's go. Okay, allow that flow go. What role else are to have as we continue?
We don't have break.
Ah, I want to write, don't worry. Yeah. And things you catch. There are things you can't write.
You don't catch them.
And that, you know, when you put that things will catch. That things will catch. Amen. It's born true. It's a way. It's a way. It's a way.
Is a way. Hallelujah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. For having special experiences. Yeah. Bahalaba Shadati. Oh glory.
Oh glory, 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 glory,
glory.
Special. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Say, I'm a conductor to the flow of the Spirit. So that means, and I said, you can also stop it, and it's wrong to stop it. That's how we have instructions in 1 Thessalonians. You can leave your hands. Let's get to 1 Thessalonians 5. Verses 17. It says, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It says, verse 19,
quench not the Spirit. The Greek word there is quench not the Spirit fire. It's a whip, like I said. Say quench. So that means we have a responsibility not to quench it. But if it says quench not, it means we can quench it. So it says don't quench it. Don't. Amen. It's not that I want to tell you. In a Holy Ghost. See.
During believer's conversion, we are going into depth of the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. You become prophets. See, look up here. Look up here. Many of us will flow into, I want, permit me to use this word like this. No, you guys know the word, so let me use it the right way. Many of you will pick up that function of prophet, prophetic. You will take up that function. And this will say, you will get into depth of revelation. Depth.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Get wind, and you do not just end. Just like as you get home, as you get home for this meeting, people will ask you where you're coming from. You get them and things will be revealed to you more. Concerning people that you are with, why I'm teaching like this today is because we are going to be having pre-believers convention experience. I call it pre.
Amen.
Amen. You have flow of your mouth. It's the most time you say, I don't talk about it. See, these are not the days to relax. Don't go back. It's brief. Amen. Sometimes you'll be moved to say something to somebody. And don't be scared of, I'm not going to be in that position. Don't sugarcoat it. You say, you know, it's not like water, but I feel like, whoa, stay the way it is. Wrong. Don't sugarcoat it. Amen. See, I'll be going on. Amen. We're having such experience. I know what you will be asking. You will be asking. Amen. Amen. You have no promises to do things. Just do things. Just do things. See, oh yes. This week, everybody, you have strong convictions on things to do. Strong. Places to go and not to go. You just say don't go. Don't ask why. It cannot be logical. Don't go. Okay, yeah, yeah. But not logical. Don't. There are places people have gone. I shared with us about something that happened in school. That for them to recover might take years, decades. Hallelujah. You hear strong instructions. Listen. Yes, no, don't talk. Talk to people. Don't quench it. Hallelujah. Amen. You're going to put it to practice. Put it to practice. I mean, you keep fanning it to flame. Hallelujah. Amen. So, we can quench the Spirit. We can. And it's wrong. How can we quench the Spirit?
In the Holy Ghost meeting. How can we quench the Spirit in the Holy Ghost meeting? Quench means to stop. To put it off. And many times it happens like. So that means there are some characters, there are some things that must not be found in the Holy Ghost. When you say quench not, that quench not is not just giving water. Quench not means you are going to carry on activities that will be an insulator to the move of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen. One of it is honor. Because in a Holy Ghost meeting, we all have something to give and something to receive. We all have to flow.
That means I have to, and God means I need two believers that are present. I need to see every believer in their office. Honor means to see people the way God sees them.
Amen. Amen. See.
You might, no, how can you do this? How can she be doing that? God knew Moses was a killer. Hope you know that. God knew Moses was a killer. He killed Saul. Right? Yes. God used him. He came back to them and said, is this not a killer? Is this that? God used him. Do you get what I'm going to do? Where I'm going to? You are the one that wants to know the history of someone. It's your own people. Amen. God uses who God is. God knows the person's fault, and yet God chose to use the person. So who? What is your business? Hallelujah. Amen. I told us that man is what? I told us that man is free. I told us. That don't always think pastor or this person is going to be 100% perfect. No. The men God uses are not perfect men. But God took his eyes off their imperfections. Amen. Moses killed. Abraham, he went to war. He killed people. Abraham killed people. He went to war. He killed people. But we are not seeing you. Amen. Should I go ahead? Is he Isaac? Is it Jacob? That God has changed his name to Israel. Jacob. When was the only Laban? Laban is somebody who said his business. Laban. Laban had a deal with Israel. Laban said, you want to deal with me? You want to ask Israel. Oh, he's talking to Laban. But God sees you. You didn't do that. God sees you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Look at Eli. Eli didn't have the best of family. He didn't train his children well. He didn't care. But yet, God used Eli to train Samuel. Imagine Samuel was the other Eli. That can he be a man of God? How can he be a man of God? Look at his children. Sleeping with women inside church. Oh, what his children were doing? Sleeping with women inside the temple. How can he be a man of God? Man of God. Supporting us now. Man of God. The whole power, the whole anointing is mind you. Don't you know that the revelation behind mind you is devilish? Mind you like a game. Don't you know? Can't they see? Don't they have third eyes? I cannot follow him. You see what I said? Your problem is your problem. Yes, God will heal that man. Amen. Amen. Go over. God doesn't need your permission to these men. So why are you having problem with the men God has decided to? It's your problem. Tell me what I want with this. Amen. So the Holy Ghost meeting. See. In the Holy Ghost meeting, you choose to honor everyone. You don't keep God in your heart. No! No, see, you know what? Let me give you guys a shot. Grudges, people always bring things that will bring grudges. I said it because no man is perfect. Jesus is the perfect man. Amen. Amen. You know what? I want to say my mind. Hey, I want to talk my mind. Go and ask Aaron and Miriam when they were just saying their mind. You have the reward of your actions. It's not like I want to change my mind. Just follow the men that God uses. Moses was not bad. Moses married a foreign woman. Amen. Amen. Married from a nation he was not supposed to marry from. But you married. You know, just like Pastor gives that instruction. Let me use marriage. You must not be in a situation. No! Pastor is not in a situation that he said we should not eat. What kind of thing is that? Is that not contradictory? No, I'm saying that my little
Is this your little one?
That was what happened to Moses. What you do then when you marry a Philistine?
I mean,
nobody goes, never remember the to contribute. Nobody should marry. If I give it to an open one, don't marry a foreigner. Do you understand? So Moses now went to marry a foreigner. And one woman of God that began to speak tongues. You know your tongues is partial tongues. Partial small tongues. Let me go through this down for you. You begin to see small dreams that you bring in vision. It's just like tickle you to start. Maybe because you just made one word of knowledge and it seems deep, you can be prophet too. I see too. So, because the king, that's the word I give you everyone to eat years back. I felt like running down the whole school. I'm a prophet. I'm a prophet. Just what? I didn't even stop there. Some of them were in Galadia. Moment of I was definitely the most awkward. God has everybody in my team. I was the most awkward. If you want to give their word for awkwardly dressed human beings. I'll wear sometimes I'll wear cowboy, all these cowboy hats, big cowboy hats. And I'll wear one that muffler around my head. Not the normal muffler, all those ones that they Fulani used to wear, tied around my head. Wear skinny jeans. Skinny ones. I bought them. Now I'll wear big shoes. I just dressed cowboy. Who is this guy? I went to my department one day. This is cold here. This is cold. So I moved my car. But I said, you want to do something? I don't do sleep or do sleep. You know what it means? I spar. Because I do want to fall out. That's what I did in my life. I just need to clear hands. I just need to do my clear hands. But I'll catch you tomorrow. But after no one said me, the now give one uniform to me, it's blue. Don't want to spoil my swag. Navy and the light blue. Don't worry. Me. But I was done with my daughter. I should have. Who is this? If you have to say I'm the prophet of. I didn't have the prophet of. I am the prophet of this. If you don't like it, you should hear it. Why? That shit did that thing happen. That shit. So he did. Who's moving? Show me now! And God wants to talk to me. He said, well, I want to talk to you. What of you? You know, Bishop, dream. You haven't seen dream. Say, move me! He said, move me. I talk to you eyeball to eyeball, face to face. You know that? You want to read what happened. Hey, why don't you do that? Help me. You are not a bad God. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Come to the bench, guys. Say, I see you. 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 And I receive from you. Every day.
Every time.
Hallelujah. Come back to do that. Remember one time like that, I was just in LSU. No, LSU. I just don't know why. And she just came and told me that there was a family. They've been married for about 13 years. What? 13 years? My last 13 years from LSU. I was just like 16 going to 17 years. My last 13 years, I was 4 years when they got married. And they said, they have been married 9 years. I should come and tell you. How do I want to start? I should come and tell you. I'm sitting
I don't know what to say to them. I just looked at them, Just say, you know what, the name of Jesus, yes, I have my name is on him. No, no. And I said, I started telling them about things that they didn't know. They are making their way to me. I got, and I got admission. The woman now sent me to his father's house. When I was thinking that I was smart, I don't want to see the parents. Elderly people. Her elder brother was still staying in the house. Her husband could drink. And I'll have to lead the whole family. The whole family. When you add their ages together, you put my age like my age like 1/10. The other brother is close, was close to 50. The other brother, I have to go there. And then I have a meeting. All of them. They were in Catholic school. All of them spoke in tongues. I can't be smart. So you will be the one that will be looking at me. Amen. You will be the one to look. And how I did it, I just entered there and I just entered like this. I just said, just give them. And I showed them from Peter. The Holy Ghost tell. What is that? I made the Holy Ghost for. And made me show them. Hallelujah. Amen. See, it's the next person. It's the next person that looks down on you. So you first don't look down on yourself. Amen. And then don't look down on your man. Don't say, how can I do this? You are in your Holy Ghost meeting and God is going to speak to you for another person. And you have your word for your pastor. Then you will be pastor. You cannot be pastor word. Pastors came to me. Amen. 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 Come over with that pastor. I have a word for you. Amen. I will give it to you. We are all in the Holy Ghost meeting. Because no, you are all in the same moment. Wait for your pastor to just give you an answer. We can all flow together.
Hallelujah. So you don't show security. Amen. You walk in honor. Honor means you see people in their office, in their place. Amen. In their place. So you have to walk in love. See, walking in love, honor and love is a choice. Walking in love is a choice. See, offense is what we saw. Amen.
Offense is, you can't take it away.
But you can choose in the midst of offense.
Imagine we come for a Holy Ghost meeting and you are angry with me. And yes, you are not angry with me, but you don't speak up anger against me. Who will you? Be you. Because I tell the people, I will enjoy the meeting. I will flow well. In fact, I will even flow to you. But you can't do that. Because you are offended. You see that? Amen. So you can choose, even if there is offense, you can choose to look at offense. Look at Jesus. And I'm telling you to all at the church. Amen. I won't forgive you until God comes after us. When I first apologize to you, Lord, love is the choice. I choose to obey. No matter what you do, I look past it. No matter what you do, I look past it. It's a choice. Some people just, it's because the way you were trained. You were trained always the emotion. Somebody was come and tell me, sorry.
Someone that I brought up my ministry today, they will flog you finish. They will take 10 minutes.
Yes, but I will flog you in 10 minutes. For flogging me.
Well, I bet that you pay your sweetie your
so you choose to love. Amen. Look at Jesus on the cross. They nailed his hands to the tree. His hands were nailed to the tree. You know, that was already offended. They were offended at him, right? So they were killing him. You know, he can choose to honor you.
in my father's house.
Yeah.
Ah,
you know if you see the door.
Yeah.
The door!
Yeah. If you enter, I need to do
it. Yeah. You know, he could say that. But he didn't.
Because he chose to walk in.
Hallelujah. You know, some people get angry and then you will never ever play my ball again. You will never ever touch my book again. I will never be your friend again. You will never, 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 never. You will lose.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Somebody got angry.
Say, come on, my life. Come on, my life.
Are you to came down? But now that guy is saying, you. What do you tell me about that?
Yeah, with offense. That's the height of offense.
I don't do that thing. I don't
do that. Never do that. And the person that will be very difficult, that will be no hard for you. And most of you will not have the best thing. Who is that? You need to be so patient. You should be patient.
Yeah.
Ah. And therefore, there's this girl like that. You just, what you just do? So I have my question with him. I want to write the best. So I will treat him like God. I will clean it. But when he came back, he said, don't find the rest.
What will drive
you? You will not try your strength and the express. No matter what will drive in between the blocks. You will enter the express. Now you bring your hand. You will die. You will die. So the people, you know, you get taken in your hand. You know, where is my phone? What will offend you with? That's what my brother said.
Pastor,
you die. That is offensive. You just be born. You just be born in after. It's good life technology. Good life technology.
Today, the referee is a Newcastle player.
Oh, Newcastle. I'm happy. I can do a Lucas meeting because of that. I'm just waiting. And yesterday I'm just waiting to see the score. How many photographs do I have to
take? Amen. So Jesus, they were piercing a little neck.
You know, the blood will be spilling, right? Right? You think the blood will just come in that small hole? Because Jesus portrayed you to have.
When no one is pierced
nail, boom! Blood will spill. Yes, in the midst of those pains, his hands and his legs. Legs, blood was spilling in the midst because actually will have been broken, right? Veins, so the blood was spilled in the midst of that. In the midst of that, what did he say? He said, "Lord, forgive them." You can learn from that. He didn't know that he would perish.
Ah,
bless me. Except I'm not the Son of God. He said, "Lord, forgive them, for they don't know what they do." He chose to walk in love. So walking in love is a choice. Hallelujah. Is a choice.
Walking in love, when you are not walking in love, means you have not been chosen to walk in the Spirit. It's your choice. In your Holy Ghost meeting, you decide to walk in love. No matter what your offense, see, your offense was still there.
When he told them, "Lord, forgive them, for they don't know what they do." You know, the blood didn't stop. The pain didn't stop. Amen. But you're going to deal with the pains. Hallelujah. You've got to deal with the pains. And he didn't remind them when he resurrected. We are those stupid soldiers. Let me go and deal with them. No. No. He went to you. Hallelujah. Amen. The pains will be there. Know what I mean by that? That means when you choose to walk in love, you are not supposed to remember. And that person falls in love with God. Hallelujah. You're not going to ever talk about it. You choose to love. You choose to forgive. Hallelujah. You let it go.
What's wrong?
No, I'm fine. Hallelujah. You choose to walk in love. You choose to walk in it. Hallelujah. Because I can never be an insulator. No, I can never be an insulator. In the name of God's Spirit. For the name of God's truth in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 Let's close up. Not close up toothpaste, but let's begin to close. Let's round up this now.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we said, quenching the spirit is activity. To take up activities that
would stop the flow of the spirit. You take up activities. You take up tasks. There will be a blockage to the move of the spirit. There will be a blockage to the move of the spirit.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So that means we can have a Holy Ghost meeting and everyone is yielding. We can have a Holy Ghost meeting and everyone is yielding to what God is doing. Everyone is yielding. Everyone. No one will be left out. That means everyone can have the same encounters. Can have the same raw encounters. The same raw encounters. I'm telling you, Believers Convention, Saints Pavilion Church 2023 will be one you have never experienced before. I'm telling you. I said to Ross that this year's Believers Convention is a coming together of all the meetings we've had this year. So you can go back, if you have videos of what the meetings we have this year, or messages, listen to them. Take your mind, cast your mind back on the activities.
CRC, Workers Convention, Global Meeting, Kaduna, coming back in a full measure, miracles will happen. Hallelujah. Happen to us together. All of us. We have special demonstrations of the Spirit of God. Special moves of the Spirit of God. See, no sickness will leave that meeting without having its cure. Many of us will find some gift, find the Spirit alive in our life. I'm telling you, when you are done or during the first conversion, you will truly say, this is that. You say, this is that. The same experiences the apostles had, they are having them in one moment. The same experience. Divided clothes, tongues of fire will happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're having Holy Ghost meetings. We're having Holy Ghost meetings. Raw ones. See. During Believers Convention. Protocols will be broken. And I say to say that to you. Protocols will be broken. Protocols. Things will happen. Many of us will receive things into the years. Into the years, you will discover again for yourself that which God is working through you in the nation of the world. I do. Oh, I see special miracles through your hands. Suddenly, you see special miracles. This, the gift of the workings of miracles. That's what I'm talking about. You're going to walk miracles. Miracles. I don't think it's not going to be beyond that. Beyond that. Beyond that. We're having such kind of thing. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I see open eyes.
I see open ears. I see speaking mouth.